Property condition, inspection, acceptance, and repairs. Property condition is one of the more important considerations when purchasing residential real estate. All TREC promulgated contracts stipulate that the buyer is purchasing the property as is. This concept is often misunderstood on the part of buyers, sellers, and license holders. Paragraph 7. Access, inspections, and utilities. Seller permits buyer access to the property at reasonable times for inspections. Seller will turn on utilities and leave utilities on during the time covered by this contract. Seller is to permit the buyer to perform as many inspections as the buyer deems necessary, provided they are done at reasonable times. The inspector must be a TREC licensed inspector or another person otherwise allowed by law. This would seem to allow engineers and other professionals to perform inspections even if they are not licensed by TREC. The exception to this is the performance of hydrostatic testing, which must be authorized separately by the seller in writing. This paragraph intends to avoid a situation where a potential buyer hires his brother, uncle, or cousin as an inspector, who produces a bad report to renegotiate a lower sales price. Paragraph 7. B. Seller's Disclosure Notice. Pursuant to Section 5.008, Texas Property Code, Notice. The seller's disclosure notice should be received by the buyer prior to making an offer. Paragraph B has three options. Paragraph 7(b)(1). The buyer has received the notice. This is the most desirable option if the seller is obligated to provide a seller's disclosure. Paragraph 7(b)(2). The buyer has not received the notice and can terminate for any reason up to 7 days after receiving the notice or prior to closing, whichever occurs first. Paragraph 7(b)(3). If the seller is not required to provide the notice, check this box. Paragraph 7.C. Seller's disclosure of lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards. If the property was built prior to 1978, the required lead-based paint addendum must accompany the contract. Paragraph 7. Acceptance of property condition. If D1 is selected, the buyer accepts the property in its present condition. If D2 is selected, the buyer accepts the property in its present condition, provided that the seller completes certain specific repairs and treatments. It is important to remember that this paragraph is for specific repairs or treatments and should not include open-ended statements such as subject to inspections or other broad statements that would create a seemingly unlimited liability on the part of the seller. The specific repairs and treatments are generally items the buyer noticed when looking at the property. The language of both paragraph 7(d)(1) and 2 stipulate that the property is being sold as is. The fact that the purchase is as is makes the option period in paragraph 5 of utmost importance. Note that as is does not in any way relieve the seller of the obligation to complete a seller's disclosure of property condition and to disclose all material defects known to the seller. Paragraph 7.E. Lender required repairs and treatments. Lender required repairs, if any, are a negotiated expense item between the parties. If the lender repairs exceed 5% of the sales price, the buyer may terminate the contract and receive a refund of earnest money. Paragraph 7.F. Completion of repairs and treatments. As a rule, seller must complete all agreed to repairs prior to closing, or the closing date may be extended up to 5 days to complete repairs. The seller must provide the buyer with copies of the repair person's documentation, revealing the work done and the payment for services. The seller must transfer any transferable warranties to the buyer. Paragraph 7.G. Environmental matters. This is a notice to buyer that if buyer is concerned about environmental matters affecting the property, a TREC promulgated environmental addendum is available. The addendum allows buyer, at buyer's expense, to perform environmental assessments on the property. Paragraph 7(h). Residential service contracts. These are commonly known as home warranties. Buyer can purchase a home warranty under any circumstances. Seller is obligated to reimburse buyer for the amount entered in this paragraph at closing. Seller is under no obligation to offer to pay for buyer's home warranty. It is a negotiated item. Paragraph 8. Brokers and sales agents. Paragraph 8.A. Broker or sales agent. Disclosure, paragraph 8.A, states that a license holder with a familial relationship with a party to the transaction must disclose this information to the other parties before entering into a contract. Paragraph 8. B. Broker's fees. All fees due to the broker are found in separate agreements, usually the listing agreement between the broker and the seller, and buyer's representation agreement between the buyer and the broker. Seller's disclosure notice. When a property is listed, seller generally prepares a notice. The two most common disclosure forms include this one from the Texas Real Estate Commission and another available from the Texas Realtors for use by its members. The purpose of the seller's disclosure notice is to have the owner of the property disclose all known facts and defects concerning the property. This form is an excellent tool to use as a defense in a DTPA lawsuit and should be completed by the seller, not the seller's agent. The seller is responsible for disclosing whether or not the property in question has any of the items listed on the checklist. Every one of the items should have an answer, which is either yes, no, or unknown. A common mistake sellers make when completing this form is not answering one or more of the questions, because the seller feels they do not apply to the property. Realistically, there should be very few unknown responses. There are some exceptions to the requirement for completion of a seller's disclosure notice, including sales. 1. Pursuant to a court order or foreclosure sale. 2. By a bankruptcy trustee. 3. To a lien holder by the owner of a property. 4. By a mortgage EE, lender, who has acquired the property through a foreclosure or a deed in lieu of foreclosure. 5. By a fiduciary, for example, an executor, trustee, or guardian, in the course of administration of a decedent's estate, guardianship, conservatorship, or trust. 6. From one co-owner to one or more other co-owners. 7. To a spouse or to a person in the lineal line of consanguinity, for example, parents, grandparents, children, of one or more of the transferors. 8. Between spouses resulting from a divorce decree or a property settlement agreement incident to a divorce decree. 9. To or from any governmental entity. 10. Of a new residence that has not previously been occupied for residential purposes. 11. Where the value of the dwelling does not exceed 5% of the value of the property. Please note that the 11 exceptions listed above only apply to completing the seller's disclosure notice. All sellers, including those listed above, have an obligation to disclose any known material defects to a buyer. Due to the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey on the Texas Gulf Coast in 2017, the seller's disclosure notice was updated for 2019 to include additional language relating to flood damage sustained to the property. Sellers must disclose knowledge of any previous flooding and whether or not they have filed an insurance claim for flood damage to the property. Sellers must also disclose whether or not they received assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, or the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, for flood damage to the property in question. The seller's disclosure notice helps buyers make informed decisions when considering properties for purchase, because it requires sellers to disclose whether the property is located wholly or partially in a 100-year floodplain, a 500-year floodplain, a floodway, a flood pool, or a reservoir. The seller's disclosure notice should be kept current. If the property sustains damages after the seller completes the seller's disclosure notice, the seller must complete a new one. The agent must not influence the seller to omit any information he or she may know. The agent should not make any marks on the form. The buyers should sign the document acknowledging receipt. Members of the Texas Realtors may use the Texas Realtors Seller's Disclosure Notice, TXR-1406. The Texas Realtors form is more comprehensive than the TREC version, with 10 sections to review. Addendum for Seller's Disclosure of Lead-Based Paint and Lead-Based Paint Hazards. This addendum is promulgated by TREC and satisfies the requirement under federal law for disclosure of lead-based paint issues. The addendum should be completed by seller when the property is listed. Paragraph A. Lead warning statement states that if you are about to buy a residential dwelling built before 1978, you are being notified with this addendum that the property may present to the buyer exposure to lead found in the paint. Paragraph B. Seller's disclosure. Select the correct box to check that either they do or do not know of lead-based paint or lead-based paint hazards. Likewise, indicate if the seller has provided the buyer with reports or if the seller has no reports or records pertaining to lead-based paint or lead-based paint hazards. Paragraph C. Buyer's rights. Buyer to indicate whether buyer waives the right to conduct a risk assessment or inspection. Otherwise, the buyer may have the property inspected within 10 days of the effective date of the contract. Paragraph D. Buyer's acknowledgement. Buyer will verify in the checkbox that he or she has received copies of all the information mentioned above and has received a copy of the pamphlet Protect Your Family from Lead in Your Home. This pamphlet is available in English and Spanish. Paragraph E. Broker's acknowledgement. Broker must inform seller of the seller's need to A. provide buyer with the above-named pamphlet on lead poisoning prevention. B. complete this addendum. C. disclose if seller is aware of lead-based paint and or lead-based paint in or on the property. D. deliver all records and reports to buyer concerning lead-based paint and or lead-based paint hazards in the property. E. give buyer 10 days to have property inspected by an inspector of buyer's choice. And, Cef, keep a copy of this addendum for at least 3 years following the sale of the subject property. Brokers must ensure compliance. Paragraph F. Certification of accuracy. Both the buyer and seller certify by signing and dating on signature lines, respectively, that they have reviewed the entire addendum, recognize the addendum is required by federal law, and, to the best of their knowledge, true and accurate. Note that the brokers are also required to sign. Environmental assessment, threatened or endangered species, and wetlands addendum. Paragraph A. Environmental assessment. This box is checked if buyer wishes to obtain an environmental assessment. The addendum states that the buyer may obtain the assessment. An example of an environmental assessment would be a site assessment to determine the likelihood of toxic substances on the site. Paragraph B. This box is checked if buyer is concerned that there may be threatened or endangered species or their habitat on the site. The penalties for taking, i.e., killing, capturing, disturbing, an endangered plant or animal or destroying its habitat are substantial. Paragraph C. If there is a concern regarding wetlands, buyer will want to do an assessment. The penalties for destroying wetlands without a permit are substantial. Enter the number of days the buyer needs to complete and evaluate all assessments. The buyer may terminate the contract if any of the reports show that any of the above three will be adversely affected by buyer's intended use of the property. The seller should be furnished with a copy of the report and notice of termination of the contract. Disclosure of relationship with residential service company. Residential service companies are commonly referred to as home warranty companies. Buyers always have the right to purchase a home warranty, and seller often contributes to some or all of the cost. If a residential service company pays a broker any compensation, the compensation must be paid in exchange for services actually rendered by the broker to the company. The compensation must be an amount that does not exceed the reasonable value of the services. A license holder must use TREC Form RSC3, Disclosure of Relationship with Residential Service Company, to disclose to a party to a real estate transaction in which the license holder represents one or both of the parties any payments received for services provided for or on behalf of a residential service company licensed under Texas Occupations Code, Chapter 1303. Be aware that this disclosure applies to the entire brokerage firm. Brokers should advise all license holders in the firm of any compensation being received from a residential service company and the work that is being performed. A broker or sales agent is often paid a fee for providing advertising and other services on behalf of a residential service company, separate from the typical services they provide as an agent in a real estate transaction. A license holder is not required to use the form if a residential service company is not paying the license holder a fee. However, if the license holder or the sponsoring broker is paid for advertising services unrelated to any one transaction, the license holder must disclose such payments to the client. For example, if a brokerage firm is paid $100 per month for advertising, the agent must disclose that payment in any transactions in which the license holder acted as an agent in the payment period. The disclosure form should not be attached to the contract as an addendum, but the form should be retained in the transaction records maintained by the broker as evidence that the disclosure was provided.